It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are engineers. We have Jorge and his video crew on hand as well. And we'd like to welcome Hooray for the Riff Raff. They were in town playing last night at the Mohawk. They're on their way to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and they were kind enough to take a little respite and join us here in Studio 1A. Welcome, everybody. Linda is the front person and vocalist. Good to have you here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So you have a new album that came out, in the spring. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I guess it's still the spring, but South by Southwest time in March.
Yeah.
It's called The Navigator, and you're touring behind that. So I guess we'll hear some songs off of that.
Yeah, totally.
And what would you like to start off with?
We're going to start off with Hungry Ghost. Child, so my blood started running wild. My blood started running wild. I've been a hungry ghost. I've been a hungry ghost. And I traveled from coast to coast. I traveled from coast to coast. When will you help me out?
Thank you.
Studio 1A. That's our concert club members, who we thank for supporting the station. They get to come in and hear all this great music here in Studio 1A. Today, it's the band Hooray for the Riff Raff. So I've always loved that name. Linda, how did you come upon that for the group?
Well, actually, it was a friend's mother that came up with it. I was like maybe 18, and I wasn't writing songs yet. I was like just kind of a runaway kid, riding freight trains and hitchhiking. And she was dropping us off at a train yard, just kind of giving us a lecture, but also kind of like intrigued and thought we were like kind of charming because we were a bunch of like dirty young kids just like out on the road. And she kind of just like said the phrase, and I remember being like, I'm going to keep that. And then years later, I was like, that's my band name.
So you're a New York
Thanks,
you're a New York girl, but you're based in New Orleans now. Is that kind of during your travels you ended up there? Was a particular reason you settled in New Orleans?
Yeah, actually, a lot of it was the street music there. You know, people busk on the street there. It's very respected. It's kind of like European style. And when I was there, I just really, you know, I ended up there as a runaway kid, and I really needed to make some money. And I ended up meeting just all these other young people that were playing folk music of all different kinds on the street. And I was just like, this is what I should do, you know? So
you have a new album out called The Navigator, which is kind of a concept album, and there's a alter ego involved, Nativa.
Yeah, Navita.
Navita.
Yeah, Navita is kind of me as like a superhero. She's helped me, the character has helped me come into different parts of myself that I didn't really know I had, you know? And a lot of her character is helping me, was helping me deal with just what it was like to run away at such a young age, where that desire came from. You know, she's a 17-year-old girl, a city girl on the street who feels very ashamed about where she comes from, her family, her culture, and she wants to escape. And she gets her wish to wake up the next day and to not recognize anything around her. And it's her same city, but it's 40 years later, and it's just so segregated and so different. She doesn't recognize anything, and she can't find her people. She's Puerto Rican like me. She can't find her community, her, you know, any resemblance of her culture. So it's kind of that, like, be careful what you wish for type of situation. And that's a little bit of what I felt. It's kind of like a Wizard of Oz version of, I wanted to leave. I was done with New York, and I thought I could create a whole new, you know, self. But I ended up really missing all of that and wanting to go home at some point.
So to my ears, the new album is kind of more rhythmically charged. Is that kind of getting back to your roots?
Oh, definitely. The producer, Paul Butler, he's British. He's from Isle of Wight, but I said he's the funkiest British man I've ever met. He ended up teaching me a lot about Latin rhythm. We just geeked out, listened to a lot of music. I was really listening to a lot of salsa from New York, like New Yorkian music from the 70s. And also a lot of Brazilian music, like Os Mutantes, like psychedelic Brazilian stuff. We were just like, we gotta get these songs that are, you know, Velvet Underground influenced, but then put a Latin rhythm underneath them. So that was the goal.
We're here this afternoon with Hooray for the Riff Raff. Alinda Segueta is the singer and front person. Also, Sarah Goldstone is on keyboards, Caitlin Gray on the bass, Charlie Ferguson is the drummer, and Jordan Hyde on guitar. Got another song for us?
Yeah, speaking of New York, we're going to play Living in the City.
Hurricane. Oh, and Big Danny is wasted. He said, I'm the sweetest thing, you know, that he's never tasted. Mariposa singing love songs, all in her dark apartment. 14 floors of birthing, and 14 floors of dying. to the stairwell. And I give you something I can offer. You know, the heart is not the hopeless. The heart is a lonely hunter. Hot, long summer days. We're just sneaking by the river. Well, I lock my dreams away. And I watch the city wither. Living in the city. We're just living in the city.
Living in the city.
Oh, living in the city. Well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Gypsy bit the dust. You know, the stuff he had, it was poison. And now everybody wants just a taste of what we sold him. Standing on the rooftop, we're just yelling till the morning. All surrounded by the visions of, oh, who came before.
For the Riff Raff, our guest this afternoon, live in Studio 1A. So I see you guys are going to be busy over the next few months. You'll be around the States. You'll be in Europe a couple of times.
Yeah, we're heading westward right now, and we're really excited. And then we're going to hit up some European festivals, which is really cool, too.
Yeah, that'll be a busy year for you guys, so that's good.
Yeah, totally. It's been really fun. You know, this band came together for the record, and I've just loved playing with them, and it's just been the most fun I've ever had playing music, so it's been really great.
All right, and the new album is called The Navigator, and it's out now. And I wish I could say you're playing in town tonight, but you played last night, so we're really pleased that you came in and shared your music with us on the KUTX airways.
Well, thanks for having us.
Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers. Also, Jorge and Gabrielle and crew have been doing video, and all of that will be up online on our website at KUTX.org. We're going to close out the live radio portion, but the band's going to stick around, do another song for our concert club members, and we'll put it all up on our website, KUTX.org. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for coming in. It's KUTX 98.9. We're bringing you the Austin Music Experience.